security camera is one component of a TV system deployed to photograph the premises of a business in order to record and or deter infractions of the law, most often theft. In places like banks and convenience stores and gas stations, security cameras and monitors are often out in the open, letting us see ourselves in the act of making an honest transaction. Higher-class establishments like department stores are more discreet, so their cameras can be inconspicuously hidden in clocks and smoke detectors and ceiling speakers and exit signs. Few malls are without them, and many malls are replete with them. The Mall of America, for example, has more than 120 security cameras, and that's only in the common areas. Each establishment has its own security setup. For the most part, security cameras see us, but we don't see them. They are a part of the background, part of the invisible complexity of American life. Most American videotape cameras, the ones we hold in our own hands, record things we'd like to remember. Baby's first step, the family reunion, the Little League game, the dance recital, the vacation to Disney World. But security cameras record things we'd rather forget, including countless hours of ordinary activities. But they do keep track of crime, especially the crime of shoplifting, which is basically shopping without paying. For a merchant, security cameras are a form of loss prevention, and occasionally, courtroom evidence. At the same time, of course, they are a way of monitoring the behavior of employees. Of course, security cameras don't just record criminals. They capture all of us on film. They are part of what Dr. America calls the age of surveillance, an era in which technology increasingly allows Americans to spy on each other. Because they record all of the activity in a store, security cameras are also a kind of documentary film of America's preoccupation with shopping, of our fascination for exchanging our money for commodities. 17 magazine once bragged to their advertisers that they used insecurity as a selling tool and suggested that advertisers could capitalize on the insecurities of young girls. But insecurity sells to other age groups too. Since we often shop to compensate for our insecurities, security cameras then provide a record of Americans securing themselves with commodities. Of course, shopping itself then becomes a cause of additional insecurities. Once we take our commodities home, once we deploy our computers and our electronic entertainment centers, once we fill the jewelry box and the silverware chest, then we too become susceptible to theft. Fortunately, however, we can also buy security. At the Mall of America, for example, the security store sells devices for securing the fruits of our labors, or the fruits of somebody else's labors, whichever the case may be. This establishment sells locks, door and window alarms, security cameras, security warning signs, and other so-called theft deterrents. They even sell glass breakage sensors, pepper spray, and stun guns for those inconvenient instances when the deterrents don't, in fact, deter intruders. Wherever they are placed, what security cameras don't generally see is that the pattern of shopping and spending in American life, and not just shoplifting, is a major cause of our insecurity. Because we Americans value the freedom for people to make as much money as they can, we also value the enormous inequalities that accompany such accomplishment. These inequalities sometimes breed envy and unrest, and often a sense of unfairness. At the same time, the possessions that the wealthy so treasure look just as attractive to people who can't afford to buy them. Often, poorer people turn to crime or theft to get the things that are so conspicuously advertised and displayed in American advertising and American malls. While people with money can satisfy their urges by buying stuff, people without money sometimes resort to other means. In many ways, then, we need security systems because, in fact, we live in an insecurity system. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, a security camera on the walls of American life.